Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another Softly Spoken Saturday with me, your host, Bethy. Currently, at the moment, I am charging my computer since it's at 10%. 10. I have no idea why, but I don't charge my stuff unless it's on the brink of death itself. I just don't get scared until the very last moment. Something I personally need to work on. Okay, but other than that, let's get on with today's discussion. So today, I'm actually getting my first facial piercing. I'm getting a septum piercing done. And heed this, I did not tell my parents yet. So that's going to be interesting, but I promised them that I would never do anything too extreme. You know, it's just something that I've always wanted to try and all that stuff. So yeah. Septum piercings wasn't really what I wanted to talk about, but the idea of getting older, huzzah, because as you may know, earlier this month, I turned 21 years old, and I kid you not, I don't think a lot has changed, but most definitely a lot did. So I'm here to discuss about it with you. And let me just tell you this, a few weeks after I became 21, I've noticed a lot of changes. One being that my parents kind of finally started to lay off a bit more. They've been more trusting. They're like, well, you're an adult now. You can do this. You can do that. If you need any help, let me know. Blah, blah, blah. They're very, very protective of me. But I love them a lot. They're very supportive. And I couldn't ask for any better parents. But I've noticed that they're starting to just let me do my own thing slowly but surely. And I really do appreciate them giving me that sort of leniency because it does allow me to explore, see new things, and all of that stuff. Like, for example, getting my septum piercing done, which I am getting today. So this is pre-recorded because I don't know if I'd want to record something right after I get a piercing done. Probably just want to rest and chill out for that day. So yeah. But yeah, honestly, it's just been crazy. The fact that I'm getting my first facial piercing, which was a taboo in my family. They never really wanted me to explore that region. But I really always wanted either cheek piercings or a septum. And I heard cheek piercings was, well, it took a lot to heal. And the healing process was very jarring, so I decided to go with something a little more tame, for me at least, and I was going for a septum. And if needed, I could always just hide it from my family, tuck it into my nose, and just chillax. But yeah, wish me luck. I'll be fine. I am a big baby, despite being 21. I am a big baby when it comes down to needles and injecting any sort of thing into my body. Like, I'm going to a very trusted person. This person has raving reviews and a lot of experience in the industry, but you know, I can't help but say that I'm very nervous because it's literally a needle going through my skin. I know it's the same thing as like getting your ears pierced and all that stuff, but it's my face. It is, you know, I will, ugh. I don't know, just needles on my face has always been very scary for me. Like, let me just say this. As a 21-year-old, I am scared of a few things. Clowns, the dark, and sharp items. And when said sharp item is near my face, I have a tendency to freak out a little bit. Obviously, I won't throw like a fit or anything, but I'll tense up and just hope for the best. But yeah, I trust this person a lot. I'm getting it done tomorrow, like, well, technically today, and I'm really excited. If you guys want, I could honestly post a few pictures here on Patreon for you guys, so we'll see. I mean, it'll be very, you know, not the content you'll be expecting. It's just like, man, I was expecting audios, not seeing someone getting their septum pierced. But I'm really excited. And this is one thing that I always vouch for is the idea of self-expression. And once I got older, I started to understand that there are so many different styles that people can choose from. Like, it's just crazy. And if you have a set style and you stick with it and you follow through with it, I have a lot of respect for you, because I kid you not, that stuff is very pricey. Like, for example, for me personally, I've noticed when I was young, I never really had a set style. I would wear a hoodie and some leggings, and that was it. But nowadays, I make outfits, and a lot of them. And yeah, I don't know, fashion has something that I've definitely dug into once I got older, and it's something that I really appreciate. So if you do that, then props to you, my friend. Let me just say this. Something that really drove me to bump up my fashion a bit more is the idea of looking nice when I go out, especially with like my friends, my family, and people that I particularly care about. If I go out somewhere, I do want to look, or try to look, my best, or at least look nice, unless I'm going to like the grocery store or something. Obviously, I'm not going to dress all up to get some apples or something. That's never something I'll do. But if I'm going out with some friends, I would like to look my best for not only myself, but for everyone around me. I just like the idea of looking nice. But at the same time, the price of looking nice is enormous. It is a lot. So I might stick to my casual wear for a while. We'll see. But it's just something that I've always wanted to do, and now that I have the chance and opportunity to do so, I've definitely expanded more, and I'm really happy that I did, because I found some particular fashion styles that I really like, and I'm glad that I'm going into my early 20s with that knowledge, so we'll see how things go. I'm finally going to be the fashionista that I always wanted to be, so yay! And on that topic of wanting to be something, I want to tell you all something that I've dreamed about ever since I was a wee child. Let's just say I've always wanted to be in this industry, the voice acting one, in fact. When I was in my hometown watching some television, I've noticed the characters were talking. This was when I was really young, like 4 years old. And I would look at it, I was like, wow, how are they talking so nicely? They sound so cool. And the moment I found out that there were people voice acting that, I went wild as a kid. And what's really ironic enough is that I did not pursue voice acting as a kid. I was interested by it, but I obviously did not know how to pursue it at the time. So I did not do any voice acting until I was roughly 15 years old. So 10 years later, I decided to try it out on Instagram. And I ended up loving it. And I mean, I really just had an amazing time. I made so many good friends. I've done really cringy, funny skits and all that stuff. But I've noticed over time the voice acting community on Instagram kind of grew a bit distant to what I knew it as initially. It went from this dubbing scenes, you know, having fun with everybody, to girls in a lolly voice saying slurs, which to me was not something that I could really get behind, and I didn't really see the purpose of, and I didn't want the voice acting that I did to be associated with that. So I decided slowly but surely to navigate to YouTube. And I decided, or I was thinking more so, how am I supposed to make content on a platform like this? And I saw like Fallen Shadows content, Kuji VA, Honey Audios, like, and Teacup for sure. And I saw all of their content. I was like, man, I feel like I could do this too. And well, here I am a few years later, a little bit older, a little bit wiser. You know, it's crazy. It's been a really wild ride and I've had an amazing time. And I want to thank you for being part of it, especially being here. Just thank you for being here with me. Well, I think that concludes this week's Softly Spoken Saturday. And This one really means a lot because, well, we talk about some really nice things, and probably while this is getting posted, I'm getting my nose pierced. In fact, I'll schedule it for the exact moment I'm getting my nose pierced. So wish me luck, and I hope you have an amazing day, guys. And I'll see you later. See you next week? Maybe.